Mitzachas Shavuos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Kol sheyesh bo yediya b'tchila, b'yediya b'sof, b'helem b'ntayim, hareze b'ola b'yorit. This Mishnah here is coming to explain what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, which is yediyos hatuma. Somebody who becomes tummy and enters the Beis Hamikdash or eats basar korba. Now the Mishnah tells us, anytime there was an awareness at the time you became tummy that you were tummy, and then after you entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate basar hegdash, you also had an awareness that you did this avera, but there was a helem bein time, which is that in the interim, it slipped your mind that you became tummy and you went ahead and entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate basar hegdash, hareze ba'ola v'yorit. The person would have to bring a korban, which is called ola v'yorit, up and down, meaning the korban depends on your financial status. Somebody who is wealthy would bring a behemoth, would bring a chatas. Somebody who is not wealthy would bring a chatas ha'ol. And somebody who is very poor would not bring a chatas. Instead, he would bring a mincha, an asir se'efa. Yesh ba yediya b'tchila, ve'ein ba yediya b'sof, sar hanasa b'fnim, v'yom ha'kipurim tola, achi vadalo v'yavi ba'ola v'yorin. If there was an awareness at the time you became tummy that you were tummy, and then it slipped your mind that you had become tummy and you ate basar hegdash or entered the Beis Hamikdash, and there was no awareness after you did the avera that you did the avera, so then the sar that the dam of which is brought inside the Beis Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippurim, this is called the sar hanaseh b'fim, together with Yom Kippurim, would protect you from any yisurim, from any punishment for this avera, until you become aware that you did the avera, which at that point you would bring a korban ola v'yorei. Now, even though the avera was done b'shogeg, still you need protection from yisurim, as the person should have been careful to make sure that he does not enter the Beis Hamikdash and eat basar hegdash in a state of tuma. So therefore, the sar that is brought in the Kodesh Kedoshim and Yom Kippurim will protect you from any punishments until you actually bring the korban, when you get an awareness of what you did. Mesachet Shavuos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein ba yediya b'tchila, avo yesh ba yediya b'sof, sar hanasa b'chutz, v'yom ha'kippurim mechavos. Somebody who at the time he became tummy was not aware that he was becoming tummy and went ahead and entered the Beis Hamikdash in a state of tuma, or ate basar hegdash in a state of tuma, and after he did the avera, he became aware that he did this avera. In such a case, he cannot bring a korban ola v'yorit, as a korban ola v'yorit is only brought by somebody who was aware that he was tummy before he did the avera. So therefore, in this case, the sar hanasa b'chutz, which is referring to the sar that is brought as part of the musafin on Yom Kippurim, together with Yom Kippurim itself, would be mechaper this avera. As three se'irim were brought on Yom Kippur, there was a sar hanasa b'fnim, which is mentioned in the previous Mishnah. This is a sar that the dam is sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There is a sar that is sent to the Azazel that is pushed off the cliff. And the third sar is the sar that is mentioned over here, the sar Hanasa B'chut, that is part of the Musafim, that the dam is not sprinkled b'fnim inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shenemar Milvat Chatos HaKippurim. How do we know that the sar Hanasa B'chut is Mechapar on Tumas Mikdash U'Kadoshim, on somebody who entered the Beit HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, or ate basar hegdash in a state of tumah? This we learn out from this pasuk, which says that the sar hanasa b'chutz should be brought in Yom Kippurim, besides the chatas hakippurim, which is referring to the sar hanasa b'fnim. Amash zemachaper, zemachaper. We see from here that the same thing that the sar hanasa b'fnim is machaper on, the sar hanasa b'chutz is also machaper on the same thing. Ma pnimi ein machaper el al dover sheyesh bo yediya. Just like the sar hanasa b'fnim is only machaper on something that you have a idea on, as the sar hanasa b'fnim is mechaper on tuma in which you had an awareness that you were tummy before you did the avera, achiton ein mechaper ela al dover sheyesh bo yediya. So too, the sar hanasa b'chutz is only mechaper on something that you had a idea on, that you had an awareness that you were tummy. In this case, the idea was only b'sof, that you had an awareness that you were tummy after you did the avera. The difference between the two is that by the sar hanasa b'fnim, which is mechaper on a tumah which you had an awareness before you did the avera, but you do not yet have an awareness that you did the avera. When you do come to an awareness that you did the avera, you would have to bring a korban ola v'yorit, because at that point you would have had a yediyah b'tchila uv'sof, before the avera, had after the Aver. As opposed to in this case, which is Saranath the Bechot of Mechaperon, in a case where you did not know that you were Tame before you did the Aver, you would never bring a Korban Ola B'Yorit. The Saranath the Bechot would be the Kapara for this Aver.